How much did you touch your penis in the
bathroom? All sorts. I just held on to it. Man was born with a face for radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are solely those of the podcasters. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the Trending Topics Network and or any and all contributors to this site. All beer inside also contains foul language and is generally for adults. So if you don't like anything we have to say, then kindly go fuck yourself with a bag of dicks.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and beer you drink. I drink beer when I am sad, because the beer, it makes me glad. Now there's nothing left to say, so let's go drink beer.
Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good! And stop! Beer is good! Beer is good! Beer is good!
Let's go drink some beer!
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to and it begins.
Hand to the deck.
Keep it. Hand to the deck.
Yeah,
you're keeping all this.
All right. So, welcome to All Beer Inside, episode 7. This evening, we're recording Shay the Diamond Mind, Mr. Diamonds, new locale for this time. And as always, this evening's panel, we have to my right, C Money.
Why are you licking my jeans, dog? That's kind of weird.
Yeah, that wasn't C-Money, by the way.
Your dog's licking my
and
jeans.
And by dog, he means a dog, not his buddy.
I don't even know how to follow that.
It was so random. It was so random. Brown dog licked my jeans.
So next to C-Money, we have Mixmaster Phil.
Hey.
The host of this evening, location,
you
Mr. Diamonds.
Or,
the host of location for
your
evening.
What location of the evening?
I am, all the time.
Mr. Diamonds.
Mr. Old School.
Why are you fucking licking my pants?
No, but there's no joke. There's this big brown dog, and he or she was licking my fucking jeans. It was weird.
We also have Mr. Diamonds' two dogs, Bentley and Griffin, the two biggest suck-ass mutts that I've ever met.
Jean suckers.
So let's begin with this evening's beer tasting. We're going to start with, from Brasseur RJ, it's Coupe de Giroux.
What's that?
The theme
English.
Is spicy, strong beers.
Spicy, strong beers.
Okay.
It's only 5%, though.
Well,
it's extra spicy.
So this is a Coupe de Giroux. It's a spicy buckwheat beer.
Buckwheat.
Coming in at 5%
buckwheat.
Alcohol per volume.
What are you doing there, buckwheat?
Buckwheat. Not racist.
Cheers.
Here we go. Cheers. Hopefully we change the string of horrible tasting beers on this show.
Good luck.
It's very aromatic.
I like that.
Citrus. Very strong, but good, man.
That's tasty.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
Right. Is there like prune or peach or something?
Belgian-type spicy beer. Your taste buds will explode with the combined effect of the buckwheat and the coriander.
Coriander.
Coriander. I love me some coriander.
What do you do when both hands are full and you get insulted?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I got to try and lick it.
I'm currently shaking the dog's hand, and I'm getting licked.
I don't think anybody
cares
watch
the
about
balls.
The dog.
Yeah, but get your peanut butter away from there.
Okay, he got me.
Coriander.
This is good, man.
The word is the.
You got Andy Anderson reading skills.
I'm not as bad as Andy Anderson.
You got Corky from fucking Life Goes On.
I have my movies.
Oh, blah, da. Life Goes On now. Life goes on.
You want some fun? It's like, oh, blah, dee, blah, da. Hey.
Good.
I thought they were supposed to be spicy.
It's got a hint of spice.
Yeah.
That's the coriander talking.
Yeah.
The coriander. Hey, that dog's about to flip the beer, man. This is Bentley, right?
That's Griffin.
Griffin. Bentley, hello. Griffin, hello.
Okay, that's tasty.
Finally a good beer.
That means everything else.
Seven shows, one good beer.
Yeah, based on this, the next three are supposed to be terrible.
Oh, yeah. Like ultra spicy or something. Something's got to be wrong with these.
Everybody done?
You got to rank it.
Yeah. Yep.
Boom.
For myself, I'm getting 3.5 out of 5. Old school.
Low ball, king fuck, 4.8.
4.8. Mr. Diamonds?
I'll go with a 4.3. It's 4.3. A tasty brew, but I don't think I could drink more than one of them.
Phil?
Yeah, go for 4.4 on this.
4.4. And C-Money?
$1.
$1.
$4.5. That was actually really tasty.
Really
pleasantly surprised by that one.
Yep.
That was nice.
So following it up, same brewery, Brasseur RJ. We have a strong beer on yeast called Titanic.
Is it called? Infection?
It's called Titanic. Like the ship.
Going down on the yeast.
Yeast infection.
Yeast infection. Yeast infection. Okay, they gotta rename it to Yeast Infection.
Name of the episode.
Titanic 2.
Alright, how's this?
This is good too. What am I tasting?
Wow.
What's that aftertaste?
On the back it just says Titanic. A beer that flows. RJ Brewers.
So I'm saying it's perfect for yeast.
RJ Brewers is proud to resurface the Titanic. A grand
what?
Grandiose.
Are we drinking the Titanic?
A grandiose.
We're drinking the
beer
people who died in the Titanic.
Brewed in the fine tradition of great Belgian beers. Doesn't have anything about ingredients, just strong beer on yeast.
What's that at the end? There's a little hint of something.
Spice.
Oh, bloody.
What spice, though?
Diamonds, you must know.
Is that actually cinnamon?
I think, yeah. So, there's something. I can't make.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Nutmeg. I'm going to go with nutmeg. It's almost cinnamony, but it's got that kind of...
Good, too.
I can drink this.
I don't think this has ever happened on the history of the show.
You know what it must be? Kevbo Trek's not here.
No.
Maybe
he picks
the
beers this time.
C-Money picked the beers.
I remember last time, you did episode one, right? Or
I did episode one.
I did episode three, but
we had two out of four.
Two out of four, I think.
Better than zero. Usually when Captain Verdun here fucking picks... Yeah, two for two.
We'll start with C-Money. What do you give this on a ranking of five?
I'm going to give this another 4.2.
Yeah, I'm going to go for 4.2 as well.
Phil, 4.2.
Okay.
It's good. Clear the palate. It's like clear the palate.
Mr. Diamonds?
I'm going to give it a 4.2 as well.
4.2?
4.18.
I'm a 4 even.
Dick.
Such a snob.
What'd you get?
4, exactly.
So you like that one more than a lot.
Mm-hmm. The Brasser RJ Night continues with Snow Row.
It's Snowden.
Snow Who?
Snow what?
Snow Who?
Snow Who?
Snow Road.
It's got a picture of a crazy looking motherfucker in a...
Named Ice Cube?
In a snowstorm.
Harp, isn't that your mom?
No.
My God, it is your mom.
You got Facebook Radio.
That you got a deep, cry. Man. You literally got a deep. That should stay.
That was
right
a tough
there.
One, man.
I think we got a name for the episode.
Go on, so, Dr. Phil tomorrow.
This is a spicy right strong beer at 7%.
There we go.
All right.
Cheers, Waters.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to touching our dicks.
Dick touch.
Touching my dick and you. Just mine.
Okay.
Wow. Fruity.
Just like...
No.
Nothing.
No, you can yeah, it's a fucking no. It's a cum blast of fruit there.
Jesus,
it's like sangria almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which one's this one?
This is the snow.
Is there a bit of champagne or something?
That's exactly what it tastes
for like a
champagne.
Mimosa or something.
Yeah. Mischievous beer with a light aroma of spices, barley, and cranberries.
Oh, that's it.
This hearty winter beer, which we're drinking at the end of spring.
And no, it's not my editing that's causing that.
Will inflame the senses and warm the heart. It provides a whirlwind of pleasure. For winter festivities.
That literally doesn't taste like what a winter beer should.
No.
That
no,
actually tastes
summer.
Like,
this is summer. Exactly. Yeah. This is like the sangria.
Fuck you, Snowdo. We change your season.
I'm sure they just repackage it in the summer. Mm.
A great summer taste.
Yeah. It's like, why is the sticker on?
Snow Road.
I mean,
summer
road.
Snow Road.
Probably should be.
It's listed as a winter ale on Untappd.
It fills your mouth.
Okay, Phil, why happened? Would you give it a set of five?
4.3.
Mr. Diamonds.
I'd give it a 2 in the winter and a 4.2.
They're coming for you, Garth. Touch your dick.
Mr. Oldskill.
It's an explosion of flavors.
In your mouth.
A cum blast, if you will. And for that, no. But no, honestly, it is very good as well. I'm kind of shocked there. 4.0.
It's not a bad beer.
I'm just a 3. Like he said, it's 1. I think it would be better during the winter than it would be during the summer.
It's a lot.
Such a snob.
It's good.
So I'm a little off on the strong beer aspect part of it, even though they call it that. But
what's the percentage on it?
So surprisingly, 70%. It actually was pretty smooth to drink. Mm-hmm. So I can see it as everyone's saying a summer beer.
Like it's still in my palate. It's not a bad aftertaste.
That's the thing.
It's a really good aftertaste.
It's kind of refreshing for a strong beer.
It goes all over the palate. I've never had a beer like that.
Yeah. I'd give it a 4.0 as well.
It's hitting a lot of taste buds, a lot of different...
All over. Like I've never tasted something like that. That's really good.
I'll give you something to taste later.
Talking about some cum blasting.
Cum blasting.
Touching my dick.
This doesn't taste like that beer.
You're right. Wait for it. It's coming. Yeah. I mean, I'm coming.
The beer.
Meanwhile, the dog's
kicking
me again. I think she's trying to fucking.
Griff, sit.
Griffin sit. Good girl. No, okay.
They're both dudes.
There you go. Good boy.
And good our final boy. Beer. It's all Brasser RJ this evening. Brun de Schuf.
No idea what
I don't know. Brown, I don't.
Brown translate elf. It. Okay, Google
I'm
it.
Assuming
brown elf.
Brown elf, yeah.
Siri it. Do it. Siri it.
Okay, Siri. Okay, Google.
Let me do it.
It looks like a gnome.
Yeah, like
brown gnome. Brown nose?
Brown nose,
okay. Which comes in at 8.5% alcohol per volume. Yo. It's a spicy brown beer.
All right.
The smell is
spicy
really
brown
nice.
Strong beer.
That's got a great aroma.
Cheers, guys, to the last beer this evening.
Keep the streak
three
going.
3 for 3. Does it go? 4 for 4.
Do we drink for the cycle or what, Tiara?
Yeah.
This doesn't taste like 9%.
8.5, but yeah.
Wow.
You know what? A lot of good, strong beers won't taste strong. Like Fans du Monde and Mudzip, they don't taste Trippels and Belgium, Trippel Ben, Belgium.
There's no aftertaste at all. It tastes like a really light 3-4% beer.
But it's 8% that one?
8.5.
A spicy brown beer from the Belgian...
I'm loving the aroma of this thing.
It's great.
Ardini's.
This is how we drink in the winter. Yeah. Like, you come in from shoveling.
It's brewed in the time-honored tradition.
That's nonsense. Your bottle description is nonsense.
It's not bad. So let's start with the rankings with Mr. Diamonds.
I know it's only my my second appearance here on All Beer Inside, and I don't know what the rules are, but can I go ahead and give it a 5?
You can give it a 5 if you want. It's best
of
5.
I would drink this beer summer, winter, spring, fall. I'd have it for breakfast, lunch,
I'd
supper.
Want this beer to drink me.
I want to stick my dick in this beer. I want this beer to stick its dick in me.
I'd suck a fart out of this beer's ass.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I would definitely give this a high 4 in my opinion. That's a nice aroma, good aftertaste, smooth, good 4.7.
Phil.
Yeah, I was going for 4.7 as well.
7. I'm a 4.25, and finally, Mr. Old School.
A 4.5, really good. Usually we're forcing each other. Well, no, we're forcing each other.
You drink this beer.
I'll fuck you in the ass if you don't drink this fucking beer. I'll fuck you.
That's my rape whistle.
Oh, no, you need the...
Jamaican straw. But usually we're having a lot of trouble getting this beer down.
Yeah.
It was fucking... It flowed perfectly. Everything was good.
I think this is the fastest tasting we've ever done.
This is the, it's the best beer tasting by far.
We didn't do full glasses either. They were like half glasses as well.
No, but it was...
I would have preferred full glasses, though.
I think I would have drank easily one of those beers without any issue.
Had we known. So, recommended.
I think they're a division of Belgium.
Free advertisement.
Those are tasty, man. Wow.
You're from Brasser RJ. Fucking kudos, man.
Yeah,
kudos four Brasser RJ. Which is also short for rim job.
Yeah. Which is a
strong job.
Which is a strong and spicy.
And is that aftertaste, right?
Sometimes a little nutty. Sometimes a little...
Yeah, depends on the diet. Yeah.
So it's been a year since we talked about robot fucking. However, a study shows that touching robots can arouse humans.
Now, what kind of robots? Is it just like a metal?
Just be a cold piece of
metal? Yeah, is it like the Gyromite bot from Nintendo? Or are
we talking Arnold Schwarzenegger from Terminator?
Yeah. Wait, aren't dildos robots?
Well, here.
Like, if it's electric...
If it's mechanical, yeah.
So if you say, if I touch a dick, I'm going to get off?
If I have my watch on while I'm jerking...
A Californian researcher...
My Fitbit is counting my strokes right now.
It's measuring my heartbeat.
That's a lie, because I would have the largest, fucking right arm ever.
Clark's got a quagmire arm.
Californian researchers have established that an intimate caress of a humanoid robot can produce a physiological response in a human. They challenged volunteers with a robotic creature less than 2 feet high that possessed eyes, ears, torso, legs, arms, and a voice.
A midget? Why not a mouth?
And a chat-up line rich in come hither invitations.
Come hither.
Sometimes I'll ask you to touch my robot, and sometimes I'll ask you to point to my body, it told volunteers. It was found that a touch where the robot's buttocks or genitals would be produced a measurable response of arousal in the volunteer human, the scientists report. So, touching a robot's butt or wiener or boobs.
But again, are we talking about like a robot that looks like a woman?
Here's the robot that they used.
Dude, it literally looks like fucking.
It looks like
podcast.
It looks like
C-3PO.
It looks like it looks like one of those Meebo robots.
It's a midget. It's actually a kid.
It's a midget robot.
If you touch a midget Meebo's dick, you get hard.
That's what it's saying.
So all these people are pedophiles.
I guess.
Who made the robot?
I when they say scientists, I kind of picture the guy from the beginning of Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the crazy mad scientist.
Or like the Beastie Boys.
Touch the robot!
It's like fucking robot chicken, like the guy just putting shit together that doesn't belong.
It's like, this is real science, you know, like robot boing.
So from one of the engineers.
Because we don't need a cure for cancer.
No, of course not.
We need to know what happens when we
touch a robot's dick. Yeah.
Touch it.
Where did the human touch you?
Right here.
My life is pain.
Oh God, it's coming right for us.
That is an output. Output only. Output.
Touch my hard drive.
So, yep. People get turned on by touching robots.
It doesn't even look like a human.
Ten human volunteers. Four female, six male.
Females, too.
Yeah. In the experiment, simply responded to commands from the voice of an Alder...
What? But does the robot say, like, touch my dick?
Aldebaran?
And Aldebaran
got blown up.
Aldebaran robotics robot. That had been programmed to tell participants to touch any of the 13 parts of its body using their dominant hand. On the non-dominant hand, the volunteers wore a sensor that measured skin conductance, which is itself an indicator of physiological and perhaps emotional arousal. The robot was like, touch my dick, and then the chick's hand would be like, ooh.
But it wasn't an actual robot dick. It was
just a piece of
where plastic. The robot's genitals would be.
Okay.
So it's how do you decide weird. Whether the robot's male or female?
Because it has a dick?
Does it have the a dick? Robot they use
or did we just
was
decide
pretty
that?
Gender neutral. Well, I mean, I was listening to Jericho's podcast.
It's all about lady robots.
They were trying to determine if the Joker had
robo
a dick.
Chubbies.
So do you think you'd be turned on, Mr. Old School, by touching a robot's boobs?
Not a 2-inch midget robot. Like if it looked like the robot from
Ex Machina,
I'd fucking.
Speaking of which, there's already the porn parody out called Sex Machina.
Thank you. I'll have to do some research.
Was that movie even famous enough to deserve a porn parody?
That was a great movie.
So. I love it.
Yeah, it was a great movie, but
it was on my top five.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
But it made $20 million. But yeah,
I jerked off to it. The non-sex parody version.
Sure. All right. So that's out there.
At least you have the candor.
You opened up that can of worms.
But I don't look at the cleaning lady robot from the Jetsons and
get aroused.
But some
Rosie.
People would.
What's wrong with
some
Rosie?
People would get turned on by that
fine
robot.
Lady, but I mean, lady robot. But
are we getting to that other fucking, the fucking robot fucking stuff?
The virtual reality sex machine?
Yeah, because I want to talk about that.
All right.
that was something on Facebook the other day that I saw an article where the Asians, you know, had invented
the Asians.
The Asians looks directly at Phil.
It was a guy who was kind of lying prone, and there was a device that you put on your.
It's this next article.
Oh,
so Mr. Old School said he touched a robot and get turned on if it looked like a robot, a hot chick robot.
Yeah.
Mr. Diamonds, I'm assuming the same hot chick robot.
Machina, yeah. Or the 2-inch Meebo fucking.
Or the
robot.
2-inch Meebo, Phil.
As long as it doesn't look like a kid, I'm good.
Okay. C-Money?
No.
I don't know. Me personally, a hot chick midget robot.
There's just no
way. It has the temperature of a corpse. Why not?
I'm sorry, there's live women. So why do I need
In Futurama, what is it? Because, like, humans start having sex with robots, it ends the human race. So...
Didn't see that one.
Yeah, it was one of the older episodes. Fry gets himself a clone of Lucy Liu. It's a robot.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that, ends the human race. Virtual reality sex suit lets men experience realistic intercourse all on their own. There's a video.
Well, wouldn't that make dick touching obsolete, though, Carl? And what would you do then?
And then it kind of looks like it's a fleshlight that does some sort of robotic...
It's definitely a
up
fleshlight,
and down,
from what I'm told.
And then some sort of fake silicone boobs at the same time. And the guy's wearing, like, the Samsung G7
virtual reality headgear thing. The Gear VR.
So virtual reality is set to change the way we use technology. But one innovation has gone a step further than most day-to-day activities, using it to simulate sex. The point of Illusion VR is to give the notion that you're having intercourse. The kit uses a headset similar to the well-known Oculus Rift, which delivers visuals directly to your eyes and has a bodysuit that has got sensors attached.
Hopefully.
There is also a moving machine with breast-like additions to give the experience a more complete feeling. The full-body virtual interface can send impulses all over the wearer's body to make it feel like another human being is touching them. At 300 yen, it is just for men at the moment.
300 yen?
That's nothing.
That's $3.
Maybe it's 300 euros.
There we go.
For $3.
Oh. $3. All this could be yours for $3. If you order North now, Korea, we'll put in the fake boots.
I my order.
Yeah. It's just for the men at the moment.
My dragon's dead, I'm out.
Fully clothed while they experience intimate time with a virtual non-existent
partner. That's how many hookers?
Here's my issue with the being fully clothed and experiencing it. I guess the idea behind that is to unburden my testicles of some of the semen that's in there. So then I'd be like, oh, I'm wearing my business suit. I'm just going to jizz into my underpants and then go on about my day.
I mean, they're showing a kind of a safe-ish video.
Is there going to be sex?
But it looks like it's like a body, like the Green Man bodysuit. And I'm assuming you just whip out your dick and the Tenga fleshlight just starts humping you.
It looks like, if you've seen the imagery, I looked at it, it's an absolute clusterfuck. First of all, you're in a full body fucking suit, and you got some fleshlight going like this on your dick. Right. Robot, and then you got these fucking tits in your, like this robotic dick. Yeah. It's an absolute clusterfuck.
That's the part I don't understand. So the tits are separate? How's it?
Yeah, work? It's a separate.
No, it's all one piece, system.
So, hold on. Remind me again how much this costs to use.
300 euros to own your own system.
So 300 euros.
So it's about
600 bucks, right?
660, yeah.
Can you use it to own
the machine.
If you have that inclination, why do you need this? Why not? Why would you not give that 600 bucks to a mediocre hooker or whatever?
Here's the thing. The mediocre hooker is one time. This is unlimited. Whatever the fuck this is.
To buy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it asks is, would you have sex with Tenga's virtual reality contraption? Yes, looks mint. No, looks wrong. I'm not a man, so no.
It's absolutely, like, and I'm the most open-minded for tech. I love all kinds of new technology, even the sex shit. Like, I'll buy the fucking new VR stuff. I'd fuck the robot, whatever. But this thing looks...
We established in the first ever episode you'd fuck a robot.
This thing looks like an absolute clusterfuck. You have this thing in your house, it's like a giant robot with a fleshlight hand from the top, then these fake tits and the this and that. I gotta wear a full suit. This looks like an absolute disaster.
Can you fold this stuff and not have it hanging somewhere where it's noticeable?
No. It looks like it's a full suit.
No, you gotta put your fleshlight's like, in your living room. Yeah. It's on the couch.
You have your grandmother over for dinner and
she opens the wrong cover.
What's the hanging? What's the hanging in the bathtub?
It's something I bought in Japan. They caused a war. That's why you don't want to see it, Grandma.
So here's the thing. This is the type of thing that is a stress reliever, right?
Oh, well, for some
people. If you think about all the things that go wrong in the world for people who are sexually fucking deprived, need that stress relief, whatever it may be, I'll honestly say, if it works, as fucked up as it may be, if you're in your house doing it behind your own curtains and all that shit, by all means, whatever it takes. Because, you know, if it's not this, it's going to be something else. Yep. And if it gets even worse, it's going to be fucking some guy going with a gun to someplace and either blowing his brains out or hurting somebody else. So, whatever. Fuck a robot.
In my opinion, for those people, I would say go with something like a real doll where it's like several thousand dollars.
Yeah, like $3,500 plus.
Whatever it is. But
Parks looked into that, by the way.
But
why not?
You can, I mean,
he's made
kinda,
them from the skin of the dead hookers.
It's kind of like...
That's why I was on CTV News last week, all those dead hookers.
It's kind of like...
I'd love one more. Check it out.
It's kind of lifelike, but you got to hold it. Fucking whatever. It's a, you know... I would say go with something like that. It'd be a lot less complicated than fucking you gotta make sure the dick things align and the tits thing.
Yeah, but you're in a reality, right? So the difference here is that if you see a doll, you know it's a doll.
Yeah.
So if you put on, let's put it this way. If you put on a VR headset and you see a blow-up doll,
and it's like
it's the same lack of response than you would have with one physically.
But what if with the machine and it's like a point-of-view porn you're looking at?
Yeah.
But it's your dick getting fucked by the robot.
To me, it's the equivalent of just using a fleshlight and fucking it. Like,
but you're not in control of the porn, right? You're just watching a video.
Yeah, you're watching a video and then the robot arm...
Does the rhythm match what's happening in the video?
Yeah, it's supposed to match what's happening in the video. So if you grab... Well, they only showed an animated one because it's Japan.
Right.
And the guy's like grabbing its boobs and it looks like his virtual reality arms are grabbing the animated chick's boobs while she's... hopping up and down on his dick. So.
I mean, you know what? It's a first step. You know, it's going to get to... I think it's going to get to the point where...
again, just not the problems we need to be solving in this earth.
Our kids will see the full solution to this.
Yes,
they will have no problem with this.
I think eventually sex robots or virtual reality sex will really decline the population.
That's right.
Because you're going to get a lot of people who are just going to be like, why do I have to deal with this fucking chick who's causing all this trouble, whatever. I'll just fuck this thing. I get the same emotional attachment out of it because usually guys, not stereotyping, but most guys just want to fucking hit it and take off. You know what I mean? They don't want to deal with the long-term shit. And for those guys, something like that would be perfect. And so you wouldn't have that inclination to want to go spend $200 on a chick or whatever. Or, like, stay with somebody.
Then there's the flip side of things, right? So, you know, to that exact point, you know, guys who just want to hit it and leave, how many eventually want something in their life? What kind of mental effect is that going to have them later in life when they're alone and all they have is this fucking robot?
Yeah, but
you see other real people right. with real
oh,
people.
Oh, that's going to create some sort of sex. But
that's exactly my point. So you're not fixing anything. If anything, you're just delaying it.
But what if it gets to the point where the relationship with the robot is almost as good and you fall in love with it? Like her.
But then you can't procreate.
The robot makes a sandwich too.
No, for sure. But I think it's going to be, you know, imagine going, because as humans, we go through the path of least resistance. If the path of least resistance is the robot that won't turn you down and it can look like a porn star, like an actress or whatever you want it to look like, and it fulfills the same thing that a regular woman would, or if you have basic needs, it fulfills that, what's the point?
So technically this is for, let's be honest, a niche market.
Sure.
Because the reality is, guys are only in it for a certain thing up to a certain age, and then you kind of develop and you get smarter or whatever, and you want a family.
Yep.
You're going to fucking pump out a little baby robot microchip or whatever? Like, no, you're going to want a kid in real life, in which case, you're too far gone. You spent your major adult years, or your maybe not your major adult years, but let's say your youth when you're in your prime to hunt for a woman, and then you know, and that's gone. You're already down the path where you fucked this robot for the past 10 years.
Yeah, you're stuck.
You're 35, 40 years old.
But
you pop out and you see this.
You're going out and building relationships. So you lose those interpersonal skills. So yeah, you end up being 30, 35, 40 years old.
Everything.
Thinking, oh, well, you know, my clock's starting to tick. I don't even know how to talk to a real girl.
What are you going to do? You're going to start to be with the real girl, and then you're like, that's not how you do it. You go up, down, up, down, up, down.
Left, right, A, B.
So let me put on
exactly.
This.
Let me if put I don't on walk out suit. Of this with 100 lives, we're fucking done.
Well, how about the flip side? Guys who will stay, who will have kids just to stay with the woman, just to please her. How many times have you heard of that?
But you're talking about a whole nother issue. You're talking
true.
About...
We're just talking about... Are you going to fuck a virtual reality sex machine if, you, let's say, you can't get a date for a while?
Instead of jerking off.
Are you just going to give up and be like, yo, I'm getting the fuck bot?
Well, what do you do?
I just jerk off.
Yeah. Have the least resistance.
But instead of jerking off, in between whatever, go with the fuck bot. If the fuck bot was available.
No, it's so complicated. That thing is
a nightmare.
First of all, the amount I have to urinate putting on that suit alone, I'm spent. So
that thing's
like
ridiculous.
A kid with a snowsuit.
That thing, it's just the beginning.
I just got it zipped up.
As it is now, there's no way. It's a giant mess. But if it got to that point where it was like the movie Her and shit like that with virtual shit, fucking right, man, go for it. Hit that.
All right, so you'd buy the system then?
I would buy that.
A more refined system.
That thing's ridiculous.
All right. So would anybody buy the Tenga fuckbot system here?
Hell no.
No. Well, you're married with two kids, so I would assume no.
So, no, my answer is yes.
I'm not getting any.
I died years ago. My soul.
All right.
We love you, kids.
Go adorable. Exactly. Daddy loves you.
These stories of the worst ways people have been screwed over will horrify you. People are often awful. That's nothing new. They're awful as kids, and they're awful as adults. And into every life, a little awful must fall.
Did you read this before you brought it to the show?
I hear words. I don't hear complete sentences.
I'm
going
to pull a gun out of those big old pants. Are you going to start coughing us here? Like...
You motherfuckers, I dealt with you for six goddamn episodes.
It wasn't my dick. It was my gun.
Sometimes it's someone else being terrible, and sometimes it's you. Just dicking someone over because, well, God who knows. But you know what? People remember when they've been hurt. And that hurt is on vivid display in this Reddit thread about the worst thing that people ever had done to them.
Yeah,
here's the story. My 60-year-old mother-in-law wanted to sign her house over to us because she has no retirement and no money saved. My wife was pregnant with our second child, and she told us she wanted to be a stay-at-home grandma. I would be coming in and paying for everything. So we sold our house, paid off our debt, and cut a check for $54,000 to her ex-husband, which paid off the house in full. Then I made $10,000 worth of repairs. All bills were transferred in my name. When it came to sign the deal, suddenly she didn't want to do it. Told us she wanted things to go back to the way they were. My father-in-law told her, well, then we need to take out a home equity loan to give her their money back. She refused.
Threw her own daughter, my 3-year-old, and my 3-month-old baby on the streets. We tried to reason with her, and then she had her lawyer threaten us with a restraining order. So now I'm suing her for my money back. Luckily, my father-in-law is on our side, and we were, come with me, Carp, able to stay with him yeah. for the time being.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, first of all, if you're putting that kind of money, and regardless if it's the mother-in-law or not, wouldn't you want everything signed over first?
Okay, but it continues. My sister called me bawling.
At what point does he fuck a robot?
Told me our mother had forced her to have an abortion that she didn't want. I spent hours on the phone consoling her. Of course, after that crying, screaming, suicidal, threatening conversation, I called my mother, who replied, "What are you talking about? I saw your sister this afternoon. She was still pregnant." I called my sister back, who laughed and said, "I just wanted to see how you would react." Hours of convincing her not to kill herself because she was bored and wanted to see if I really cared. We don't talk anymore. Then these are other stories. During the divorce of my ex-wife took both my dog and cat to the vet and have them put down. Another story. When I was 5, sitting on a bench at a lake, an adult showed up and shoved me in the water.
Well, that's just funny.
The stories continue.
This doesn't compare to the first story.
But are we talking about each story, or are you just...
Yeah, these are all different stories. So what's the worst thing...
Is this what you do while the rest of us go to work every day?
Yeah, pretty much. What's the worst way you, Mr. Old School, have screwed over somebody in your life?
I'm a good guy.
No, you're not. You're a terrible person.
I don't screw over anybody. I think my problem is I'm too nice, and I do everything in my power to leave on good terms with people.
Except when you 3D people and then tell them to shut up like you're going to rape them.
No, but she was being a cunt, and I had to drive her face into the bed. Anyways, that's a long story.
So that's out there.
No, I think we're good. Anyways.
Technically, we did it together.
No, it was... And all kidding, like, it was a joke. She was in on it, and... Yeah, we're good. Okay. And we'll be editing that out. Yeah. I'm a good guy. I've never fucked somebody over like that. Ever. I'm trying to think, like...
Even unintentionally?
And please call me out, like, if I'm not saying I did, like, if I did something...
I don't know, it's a very hardcore subject, so it's like...
I'm going to take the fifth.
Okay. Phil, anything absolutely terrible you've ever done to somebody?
I'm the same with Mr. Old School. I don't want to fuck over people.
Because I find, like...
But to your point, unintentionally, that you didn't know, that changes things. That's ignorance, and not, like...
Yeah.
Or accidentally...
Yeah, I'm not talking, like... You're with somebody, you're dating somebody for a while, and you take their pets and have them put down at a spike. Like,
like, were you the cause of some fucking...
Have you ever been vindictive? Is that what you're saying?
More or less, I guess. I mean, it's worst way you've screwed over somebody that you think you've done.
Wow.
I mean, mine would be I pissed in a beer bottle and I gave it to somebody and they drank it.
All right.
That's kind of... Well, it's kind of... No.
It's a prank, but it's pretty mean.
That's not a prank.
No, that's assault.
That's not assault.
That's a criminal.
You want to see assault?
I've done anything.
Old School showed up late for the podcast.
Yeah.
That was pretty awful. Fucking terror.
That was kind of... Yeah,
that was very selfish.
That was kind of dickish.
He's just going to blame his Uber driver, which we no longer have access to in our city.
Well, currently we do until they pass the law.
Next week.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to... I think you're on a table with pretty decent people, you know, it's not like...
That's just no fun.
That's a problem. I can't say that I've fucked anybody over.
There's, like, so when it comes to, like, practical jokes and things like that, or fucking around with your friends...
What's the worst thing you think you've done to
somebody? That's one thing, but actually, physically hurt somebody, or...
So what's the worst practical joke you pulled on somebody, then?
Well, when we antiqued, that was
Job of the
fun.
Slut.
Jabba the Slut.
Yeah, Jabba the Slut.
That's pretty bad if you call her Jabba the Slut most of the time you knew her after her face.
No, but here's the thing. She was in on it. She'd call, "Hey, BTJ, fuck you!" And get in your face. She'd be like, "Okay, 3D."
Push her away, and then you...
And she'd come right back. So it was more like a fun thing. It wasn't...
Okay, so the worst thing... I'll say it. The worst thing I'd probably ever done was chuck a girl directly into bushes so she disappeared.
Wow. Disappeared into the bushes?
I
was beside her and I just pushed her into the bushes until she disappeared.
I antiqued her.
You antiqued her?
Yeah. the best when she like she woke up and she didn't realize what happened. Like, what did you do? And it just made it funnier.
Worst thing you ever did was pick up your stepdad and blame him for fucking oranges.
Oh, that was fucked up. Yeah. I was completely shit-faced. I might have said this on the first episode. But I thought, I was so drunk, I thought my stepdad always come and fucking bug us and shit. He's like, just with annoying stuff. You know, have you ever seen that skit called Ew by Jimmy Fallon? Where Jimmy Fallon plays like this 13-year-old girl?
Okay, no.
Oh, then, ew.
Ew.
I thought you said Hugh.
Yeah, he sounded like you said Hugh.
Or whatever.
Like,
anyways, Hugh. So the stepdad would come down and say, hey, what's going on, guys? What are you guys doing? Whatever. Like, that was him. So I was like, fuck off, whatever. Come back later. And for some reason, I thought he was throwing orange peels on the floor. So I'm on my hands and knees looking for orange peels that don't exist. And then I'm like, come back. So I deadlift him over my shoulder and start walking him up. He's like, put me the fuck down. And then I think our friend Charlie's like, yeah, sit down. I'm like, okay. And then I sat down and that was it. But I
fell asleep after
that. Yeah, I fell asleep. And then I woke up and puked in the garbage. It was a pretty, yeah. And then C-Money was with his wife beater and shit.
Nobody fun. Else with terrible things to
no,
do.
No, like,
I was not a nice guy when I was a teenager. Yes. You know,
I think most of us had our dick moments as guys, like in teenagers. Because you end up, whether you think so or not, you rip on people. Like, okay, if we talk about Mouton, for example. So that's like you, even for
yeah.
you old school, you took that well beyond.
Okay, you know what? I'll own up to this.
And
okay?
I was the guy yeah. that guy before you were that guy. So
okay, you know what? I'll admit to this.
Oh,
okay.
SM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Mouton. So this our mutual friend called Mouton. So we kind of joke around. We said that he played for the other team.
You implied he was a homosexual.
Yeah, it was, you know, but, it was a different time then.
It was aggressive saying for it.
You know, it was a different time. But anyway, so we got to the point where I actually made a website called IHateThisGuysName.com. And we made movies and I had songs about it. I was selling merch.
Yeah, Dren would spend hours on Hollywood Movie Maker.
He spent 30 hours developing an animated
show.
Movie. Yeah.
I had four or five
singles out there. I was developing a T-shirt, and I had buyers. I got to the point where it apparently got to him, and he was really upset, and I shut it down.
Didn't you also start a Facebook group? And
no,
had like
C-Money started the Facebook group.
Okay.
And C-Money got 12 likes in a minute.
So I started a Facebook group.
I hate
we sound like such assholes.
No, this wasn't... Was this for...
Yeah, it was for Mouton.
I thought there was the one for you.
No, you did one for Mouton.
That was funny.
That was fun, okay.
But the Mouton one, you got 12 likes in a minute. Then you had to shut it down. That was good. Yeah, I know. Yeah,
all right.
Didn't Facebook message you saying this is considered a hate group and you have to shut it down?
A hate crime or something?
No.
But yeah,
I realized it was wrong.
I was going to make major money on the merch, but I did the right thing and I shut it down. So I think I'm a good guy for that, at least.
Yeah, but you initiated, plus the amount of times you called him that F homosexual.
It was a different time. It was a different.
You still call him like a queer and a homosexual
all
the time.
I don't remember it like that. It was, you know.
Yeah, but you, if it's not to your liking, you don't remember it in any way whatsoever. So
here's the thing. He's doing great now, you know, and so...
Not the subject for the podcast.
There you go. It was a different time.
He's married.
He's doing great.
He's more or less married with kids.
I think the thing is, we've all probably done stuff. And knowing what we know now about bullying and the effects it has, and we've all grown a little bit older, a little bit wiser. Looking back, there's shit we'd like to go back in time and take back.
Well, remember Little Weird?
Obviously,
campsite.
Yeah. I mean, and even to an extent yourself and some of the things we did to you through the years.
Yep.
Dicks in the ear.
Even on the show.
Shit on my head.
Even on the show.
My head smells like shit.
Touching dicks.
You know, but it's... I
think the worst thing I ever
did was... Our generation looks back on it as growing up this year. Like, this generation kind of looks at it like it's wrong and it's bad and...
Yeah, the stuff we
and
did.
And they're probably right, you know, but
no different than what our parents would say. Like, when they were kids, they did shit that was, granted, it wasn't as aggressive as it is now, because over time, everything that is being done, it's funny. When you look at time, calling someone stupid back then, or like, you're a bully or you're a nitwit, was like, you insulted my honor. Now, you call someone a fucking retard or like super hardcore names, and it's like more and more accepted to the extreme. But on the flip side, we're also being more and more sensitive to this stuff. Yeah. So it's really weird.
Yeah.
It's PC. It's gotten big, big time PC.
Woo-woo!
PC is the life for me. Woo-hoo! South Park, there's PC principle.
He's awesome.
And he beat the shit out of Eric Cartman for Eric Cartman not being
too strong. We can't fight back.
No, yeah, we just said we were raised a bit differently, and it's evolved, and you have to go with the times. That's it.
Caitlyn Jenner is a brave and beautiful individual.
Yeah. No, woman.
Woman.
Who apparently
and the Brett Favre
no
reaction.
Longer wants to be a woman.
No, that's bullshit. That's hearsay.
That's
bullshit.
Convenient.
But well, I love the Brett Favre reaction at the ESPYs. Like, Brett Favre's like, I can't show my dick in my Wranglers. I don't care.
Would you what? Touch it?
Brett Favre's?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Would
I
you
touch Brett Favre's penis.
Okay.
Okay. So that's out there.
You've got like the Tom Brady thing going, but for Favre,
now for Aaron Rodgers. That's because he's fucking Olivia Munn, so, you know.
She comes off as a she comes off as a cunt.
Who, Olivia Munn?
Yeah.
Her article there where she didn't want to be in Daredevil.
Yeah, because of whatever. And did you see the video? Did you see the video? The camera guy was kind of panning on her chest area. Mm-hmm. Well, what are you looking at there? Well, why are you exposing your fucking chest like that? Like, the cameraman's not allowed to look there for 2 seconds? Like, I think she's got a fucking attitude problem. And the more popular she gets, you're going to see she's going to take less bullshit and she's
we'll
gonna
see
start.
How it comes with the next.
Get, watch, I'm called Red Book right now. 5 years from now, Munn's gonna be a fucking problem.
She's gonna be old by then.
5 years, nobody's gonna care about her. A year.
She's gonna
now.
Be leading the NAACP.
She's a half breed. She's gonna go from like
she's
super pretty to fucking gross.
By half breed, he means half Asian.
So last episode we did Tournament of Hotness, but we're turning to the marry, fuck, kill scenarios. So the first marry, fuck, kill will be the friend sluts, the ladies from Friends in their prime.
Carb. It's Carb. It's Carb.
He's Carb. He's Carb. Giddy, giddy,
giddy. So we got Courtney Cox, or Courtney Cox Arquette at one point, Lisa Kudrow, and Jennifer Aniston. Obviously, the best they were looking during Friends.
Aniston, for sure.
You're not starting, so all right. Go fuck yourself. All
right.
Mr. Diamonds, who would you marry? Who would you fuck? Who would you kill?
I would definitely kill Lisa Kudrow.
Okay.
Amen.
I would fuck Aniston and marry Cox.
All right.
Phil? He'd marry a cock.
So I'd fuck Aniston for sure.
Yep.
I'd probably marry Kudrow knowing what she did afterwards. Wow. She's a really smart business lady, so. And I'd kill Courtney Cox.
Kill Courtney Cox. See money.
See, you made a very good point there. Problem is, you're marrying Kudrow.
Okay, is it the character or the actress?
Yeah, exactly.
That's my distinguishing right there.
It's the person on Friends.
But
so.
Like, so are you marrying Phoebe. Rachel, Phoebe,
no,
and...
No, just Courtney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, or Jennifer.
Okay, so it's not the cat-loving fucking guitarist. Yeah, not fucking
no.
The one that
hipster.
Took,
it's not
the one that took
hippie.
10 seasons to figure out that
not
Central
hipster,
Park
she's a hippie.
Is a play on Central Park.
Yeah, because Courtney Cox is fucking annoying. So yeah, same as Philbo.
Okay, Mr. Oldsville.
Philbo Baggins.
Yeah, fuck Aniston. I think that is, I mean, if you've seen her in, was it Honeymooners? But recently Honeymooners?
No, Horrible Bosses.
Well, that too, but when she was she played the stripper.
Sandler?
The stripper with Sudeikis.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
No, we're the Millers.
Yeah,
we're
the Millers. There you go. I mean, well, she's 40s and she's fucking that hot
she
still.
Is. That actually reminded me of Demi Moore when she did that.
Striptease?
Striptease.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of that for 3 seconds. I'd marry Lisa Kudrow. Yeah, I'd kill Courtney Cox. She's a piece of work.
Right. Myself, I'd fuck Cox, marry Aniston, and kill Kudrow.
Big surprise, fucking Cox.
Our gloves, Cox.
I'd fuck Cox.
I'd fuck Cox.
All right, round number two. Late 90s blonde pop babes. We got Britney Spears versus Christina Aguilera versus Mandy Moore. We'll start with Phil. Which generic blonde woman to you do you start with?
That's a hard one. Let's see. So,
literally.
So I kill Mandy Moore because I have no idea who she is.
She's the nicest person.
Now, this is Aguilera before gigantic upgrades that she's got now, though.
Aguilera was hot for a moment there. So I'd probably, So I'd fuck Aguilera.
Oh, baby.
This one's easy for me.
So what happens afterwards? So
yeah. Okay. Let's say at the time you know Britney doesn't go insane.
Oh.
Okay. So let's do this.
Stop it.
So apparently Mandy Moore is nice. So I'd fuck Aguilera, marry Mandy Moore, and kill Britney Spears.
Shut up, Mr. Olds. Go.
I'd marry Mandy Moore because she's the nicest person on earth. I'd fuck Britney Spears because '90s Britney Spears was. Yeah, and I'd kill Aguilera because she with her fucking runs. That's how she actually sings.
Right, Mr. Diamonds.
I would fuck Christina Aguilera because that dirty video. I'd kill Mandy Moore because I honestly.
Why is everybody killing Mandy Moore?
And I really think she fell off. And I'd marry Britney because I think I could be that positive influence in her life.
Yeah. Oh, Barry,
you're going to be the anti Kevin Federline?
I'm pretty much the exact same as Mr. Diamond, so see money.
Oh, without question, you got to fuck Christina. You got to kill Hillary Woods or Duff?
You can kill her too.
One of those blonde chicks that doesn't matter.
But she was also a 90s.
And then you're obviously, here's
my
reasoning.
She was in A Walk to Remember.
You marry Britney for the money.
Does she have any money?
Yeah, her Vegas show, man.
I guess so, yeah.
Even if she's crazy fucking bald Sinead O'Connor, like Britney.
No, well, they were saying she shaved her head to get
a phase. Now yeah. She's back again. She's hot again. And,
yeah. You
know. All right.
And K-Fed's out of her life, so everything's good.
Hopefully it's out.
Yeah, third round. Spice Girls in their prime. Now, here's the condition. Marry one, fuck two, kill two. So you got Baby Spice, Ginger Spice, Sporty Spice, Scary Spice, Posh Spice, if you want to pass it around to get a look.
Marry, fuck, kill?
Yeah, marry, fuck, kill. We'll start with C-Money. One marry, two fucks, two kills.
Without question, fucking Posh.
So you're marrying Posh or you're fucking Posh?
What did I just say?
Yeah, it was pretty clear. Posh.
It was pretty fucking clear.
So are you not going to do what you just said?
Yeah.
Or do what you just said?
You only started with one.
Is that your final answer?
Again, I would marry Scary because she's got money. And she's pretty banging. And then I'd definitely kill Sporty.
So who are you marrying?
Are you fucking listening?
Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
He has Alzheimer's.
Works for me.
He has junior Alzheimer's.
So, let's see.
Jesus.
You're marrying one, fucking two, killing two. No, that's what you didn't do. You didn't fuck two and kill two. You only fucked one, married one, and killed one.
I have to fuck two?
Well, you can fuck two if you want.
So fuck baby.
All right. So then you're killing Ginger.
Yeah, fuck
two. Don't fuck the baby. Don't fuck the baby.
So I'd marry Scary. That's a good choice.
All right.
She aged well.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fuck, let's see. I always had the hots for baby. And,
two people fucking the baby.
Yeah, exactly. I'd fuck baby and
fuck the baby.
And Sporty. So, and then.
So, can we just confirm, Phil, that you would like to fuck a baby?
Don't
fuck the baby.
I would like to fuck baby Spice.
A.K.A. Emma Button.
Yeah, there you go.
You'd like to fuck babies and Spice. Okay.
Fuck the baby.
Good, because I need a drawer. Okay, I'm also marrying Scary. I'm going to fuck Posh and Ginger. Ginger, there's always something about her, man. When she had her...
Gary Hollowell.
But I would souls.
And then I'd kill the other two.
Sorry. Whichever one's there. All right.
Mr. Ultral.
Kill the black chick.
The trend continues.
Yes.
It was just...
The racism trend continues.
No, I just... Out of this particular set of women...
So, if you're going to stay with any race, what is it? Oh, I'll fucking kill the blacks.
First of all, I never said that.
You did say that.
I never said that.
We have it recorded and you deleted it.
And I don't know why. No, I we go live to tape. I told you every time.
You're such a lying piece of shit.
I said, if you can find where I said kill the blacks, I'll give you $20 Amazon gift
card.
That's
why it took 5 months for you to fucking edit that
podcast.
Nobody's
found it. So
can we
just
this one, or
I'm just saying, out of these particular women, I would kill the black one. Okay,
she has a name.
Exactly.
What's her name?
Scary.
Duh.
Okay, kill scary black one. I would fuck the blonde baby. I'd fuck the baby as well. Kill the ginger. No souls with gingers. Fuck the gingers. And I would fuck Posh as well. And I'd kill Sporty.
Has anyone
you say you married
Sporty yet? No. And she'd probably be like the...
Oh, I have to marry one?
Yeah, you gotta marry one.
She's
the ugly one. One marry, so two fucks, two kills.
Okay. Fuck the blonde, kill the black, kill the Sporty.
So you're killing both males.
Yeah.
So
fuck Posh, marry Ginger. Fuck
okay, marry the Ginger.
Fuck it.
So then you're marrying
but
the
they have
soul.
No souls.
I know. Yeah. I know.
She's that's what marriage is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm gonna marry the baby just like that old guy did to Courtney Stoughton.
We'd all fuck the baby, you marry
her.
Yeah. That's worse.
I'd marry her.
Eagle.
Fuck the ginger and the posh, and then kill Sporty and Scary.
So you'd kill the black one as well, but I'm the racist.
You'd kill Scary?
Wow.
Yeah.
God.
I
dang.
Racist.
Racist.
A little bit. And then the final round, modern Catwomen. Michelle Pfeiffer versus Halle Berry versus Anne Hathaway as their Catwoman character.
But they have to stay in the suit at all times.
Yeah, sure. In the suit at all times. We'll start with Mr. Old School.
I'm fucking Anne Hathaway Catwoman. Hands down. Shit. That was her best role in terms of looks. I'd marry... Pfeiffer would be a crazy bitch, though. Yeah, fuck it. I'd marry her. And then I kill the black one again. I'm swearing to God, this is not on purpose.
The streak
continues.
No, yes. It just happens.
Yes. Yes.
It just happens to be
20-0.
It was the odd woman out. I don't know what to say. It just convenient. I don't know.
Phil.
So I'd fuck Anne Hathaway, that's for sure. I'd kill Michelle Pfeiffer, and I'd marry Miss Barry.
Wow.
See, money.
That's a tough one. Okay, Pfeiffer's dead. No question. Because she's almost dead anyway.
That is confirmed.
But I'm talking about, like, this Catwoman right
Prime.
Now.
Prime Catwoman.
You know what? I'm going to fuck Barry. And then...
So you're going to fuck Halle Berry?
Yeah. And then Mary Hathaway.
Marianne Hathaway.
I'm the only one to kill Harry Belly. Harry Belly.
He wants to kill that Harry Belly. Well, Mr. You. Diamonds?
That's you, technically. Harry Belly.
I'm going to kill Pfeiffer. Fuck Barry and Mary Hathaway, because then you could fuck her like once every couple months.
Exactly.
Hold on, you didn't say that. Why not? I thought Mary
fuck.
Fuck
kill. No, you can't.
I thought
marry
the first time we
fuck.
Did it, it the first time we did it was like if you marry, you cannot fuck.
Okay, there needs to be defined rules, people.
We have to go back episode one or whatever.
So you can never fuck them. You can marry them, but you'll never fuck them.
They'll make you sandwiches and stuff, but you can't fuck them.
You can jerk off to them, but you can't fuck them.
Well, you gotta like fuck on the wedding night or something, right?
No, nothing. Not even.
Someone else gets pooped out.
No, you read a book
on
your wedding
night. My Christian
night.
Beliefs mean that that marriage is not confirmed then.
What if you're not Christian?
It doesn't exist. Harumph. It doesn't exist. Vote Trump.
Me, kill Pfeiffer, Mally Barry.
Mally Bay.
Mally Barry.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't Mally Bally.
Mally Barry and Harry Barry.
Barry and fuck Hathaway.
You're gonna marry Barry?
Marry Barry.
So I'm the
There's
only
actually
one
a movie called Who Would Marry Barry, and it's Tyler Labine from Tucker and Dale vs. Evil.
I'm the only one to kill Halle Berry.
Well, that's because you're a racist.
I'm not a racist. I just, out of the three, she unfortunately is the one I would kill.
All right. And now finally, it's been a year again. The name of the year draft. These are actual names
actual
in the world.
Years.
That nameoftheyear.com is selected. So we're gonna do.
The dog just shit herself.
Oh yeah, the
shit
dogs.
Himself.
These two dogs farting are. Terrible.
I don't know what do you fucking feed Christ. These dogs, man.
Dude,
dog food. Man.
Quesadilla 24/7.
Is it like an all veggie diet?
We'll like.
No, it's all quesadillas.
We'll sit here. We'll sit here. He'll walk them both. They'll both crap. They'll come back and they'll be like. It's just like, oh my god. So name of the year draft. We'll do two regionals this time, and then we'll do the next two regionals next time. So I'm going to elect Phil and Mr. Diamonds will get to select the two regionals this time. So Phil, your selection is either Boltron, Sit Hole, Dragon Wagon, or Crotch Tangle Regional.
What? Can it just be ABCD, please?
Okay, pick between 1 and 4.
I'm going to go with Crotch Tangle.
So Crotch Tangle, we're going to start with...
I'm going to go with Dragon Wagon.
Dragon Wagon. All right. So we got Crotch Tangle and Dragon Wagon. Name of the year draft. We're going to do two of the four regionals to start. We're going to start with the Crotch Tangle regional. And in round one, we have Shontavious Prime's Willies versus Billy Joe Skeleton. Which name do you find more amusing? C-Money.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. Phil.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. Diamonds.
Shontavious.
Shontavious.
Skeleton.
Skeleton. We have a winner. Skeleton.
This might be my favorite regardless. This is for the win. This
All
right. One.
Number two, Trey McKitty versus Narell Coney Bear.
McKitty.
We'll start with Mr. Old School.
McKitty.
McKitty. Diamonds.
McKitty.
McKitty. Phil.
McKitty.
Okay. I'm not even going to bother. McKitty. Next round, Divine
Diablo.
Diablo. Versus Showander Desecrate. Descrate.
Descarte.
Descarte. Yeah, Descarte.
Not funny.
Desecrate.
Ding these.
Descarte. So.
And we've got the next column. Carp and Hooked on Phonics.
Divine Diablo versus Showander Descarte.
Whatever, Diablo.
Phil.
Diablo.
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 Diamonds, Diablo.
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 It's been passed.
Never even about. Next one, Jasmine Squirrel.
Squirrel
versus
a whole new squirrel.
Yora pound turnip speed. Turnip seed.
What?
Turnip
what,
is seed? What is
turnip
it?
Seed.
Turnip seed.
Turnip seed. Start with myself. I'm taking squirrel. See money.
Turnip seed.
Turnip seed. Phil.
Turnip seed.
Turnip seed. Diamonds.
The turnip seed.
Turnip seed. Ah, turnip seed. Next round. Muna tuna. versus
Muna Tuna
versus Langstaff Dickerson.
Ooh. I gotta go with Muna Tuna.
Sea Money, Muna Tuna.
I gotta go with Muna Tuna.
Mr. Old School.
Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna. Diamonds.
Tuna.
Tuna. Tuna.
Tuna.
All right, next round. Sweet Orifice. versus Piola Smith. So how do you find somebody with the exact same last name and then hyphen your last name?
Orifice has, I think, everyone's vote.
Sweet Orifice.
Sweet Orifice.
Sweet Orifice for the sweet.
The sweetest of orifices.
Next round, Crutulus Calican.
There's no R. It's Curtulus Calican.
Curtulus. Andy Anderson.
Curtulus Calican versus Mighty Fine. I'm going to start Mighty Fine. See Money?
I'm going to go with Crutulus.
Crutulus.
Whoa, wait, ladies, let me see how that's spelled.
It's
K-U-R-T-U-L-U-S.
It's Curtulus.
Curtulus Calican. K-K.
Curtulus Calican. K-K. Oh, wow.
I'm missing a K.
Yeah, I'm still going to go with
Phil.
Keith would vote
Mighty Fine.
K-K, Mighty Fine.
There's only two K's, so I'm going Mighty Fine.
Mighty Fine.
Mighty Fine. All right, Mighty Fine advances. And finally, Beavis Mugabe versus Genesis Lucero.
Yeah.
Old school.
Lucero.
Diamonds.
I don't care.
You gotta pick one, man.
Yeah, that one.
They're on the second round.
Mugabe?
Sure.
Mugabe.
Genesis. Phil.
Genesis.
All right, let's just get it done, Lucero.
Genesis.
Yeah. Move on. Lucero moves on.
All right. So, second round. We have Billy Joe Skeleton versus Trey McKitty.
McKitty
advances.
So stupid. Trey McKitty. That might be my favorite pick of the draft already.
Okay, to continue on, Divine Diablo versus Yora Pound Turnip Seed.
I gotta go turnip.
Turnip seed.
Turnip seed.
Turnip seed. Turnip seed. Turnip seed.
This one's the next one. It's tough. Muna Tuna versus,
Muna Tuna
Sweet,
versus
Orifice.
Sweet Orifice.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah.
I gotta go Muna Tuna.
I'm going Orifice.
Oh. Muna Tuna.
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 Tuna. Tuna continues on.
Tuna continua.
Big Tuna.
Muna Big Tuna. Tuna.
Sorry, then we got Orifice. Mighty Fine versus Genesis Lucero.
Yeah,
Mighty Fine with the Sweet. All right.
That's just fine right, for Muna Tuna.
Semifinals.
It's Muna Tuna guaranteeing her place in the finals.
Exactly.
Yes. Or his.
Semifinals of the crotch. Well, I could tell you who's who afterwards. Semifinals of the Crotch Tangle Regional. We got McKitty Trey McKitty versus Yora Pound Turnip Seed. We'll start with Phil. McKitty goes to the finals of the crotch tangle.
Yeah. Oh, that's gonna be tough.
next one.
Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna versus Mighty Fine.
Tuna.
Oh shit.
Oh, and the final round for irony, I would assume. Trey McKitty versus Muna Tuna. We'll start with Mr. Diamonds.
McKitty!
Phil.
This is tough.
Tuna.
Tuna. Old school.
Tuna.
Tuna. You can close it with tuna.
We'll Trey McKitty.
You can try it.
Trey McKitty cracks me up, but I gotta go tuna.
Tuna. Tuna takes the crotch tangle regional.
Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna.
Let's do another one. All right. Short.
Yeah, we're gonna do the Dragon Wagon regional.
It goes pretty quick. We could probably tear through all of them.
I think
we could, I think, tonight. I mean, because last time we only did one regional, and
no,
it
but
took
the
us
thing
like
is,
45
just listen to the consensus. Like, don't ask one by one. If you hear three of one, just push it through.
All right, so we'll do the Dragon Wagon regional. First round, Joy Lord Gumby versus Census Johnston.
Joy Lord.
See Money.
Census.
Oh, fuck, it comes out to me.
You got a chance to unseed a one seed.
Joy Lord, though. Just the last name Gumby's too funny.
You fucking three?
Yes.
Gumby,
yes, I am.
Gumby.
Next round, JoJo Victory versus Taco Pope.
Well,
Pope.
Done.
Pope.
I was going to say Victory. I like Victory.
Well, you're the only one then. Yeah. Next round, Daystar Smallboy versus Lieutenant Charlene Sprinklehuff.
Sprinklehuff.
Next round, Dr. Dr. Shark Bird versus Rusty Justice.
Rusty Justice.
I like Shark Bird.
Justice is served.
Next round, Howdy Goody versus Zeus Preckwinkle. I'm taking Zeus Preckwinkle.
I'm going with Zeus.
Yeah. I gotta go Howdy Goody.
Howdy.
Zeus.
Zeus takes it. Next one, DiCaprio Bottle.
What? It's Boodle.
Boodle.
For fuck's sake. God damn, learn how to read.
Versus Cinderella.
You're having trouble getting a job.
Oh, that was a deep cut.
Versus...
Hey, quiet face for radio.
That's a deep cut, too.
Versus Cinderella Guevara. DiCaprio Boodle versus Cinderella Guevara.
Hmm.
Boodle.
Boodle.
Boodle. Boodle. Boodle.
The next boodle, 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 the next boodle, one boodle, is awesome.
Next round, Ransom Barefoot versus Ivy Seacat.
Ivy Seacat.
How do you spell that?
Ivy or four, if you want to be technical.
Is it Iv?
C-cat. No, it's Roman numeral number four.
Four Seacat.
Ivy Seacat. Four Seacat.
Yes. The Rocky that comes after three.
Barefoot. Phil.
Barefoot.
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 Barefoot. Barefoot. Final first round of the Dragon Wagon. Inta Mulch versus Lil Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah, that's kind of a regular name.
I'm going to take Mulch.
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 Just because.
Mulch.
Yeah, they're gone second round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's fodder for Muna.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all fodder for Muna Tuna.
All right, second round. Joy Lord Gumby versus Taco Pope. Mr. Diamond.
I like tacos, but Joy Lord, there's something about it. Taco Pope.
Taco Pope. old school.
Taco Pope.
Taco Pope. Phil.
Pope.
Pope. Taco Pope advances. Next one. Lieutenant Charlene Sprinklehuff versus Rusty Justice.
Rusty.
Yeah, I think Rusty's getting in there quick.
Oh, boy. Zeus Preckwinkle versus DiCaprio Boodle. Zeus. I got Zeus. Diamonds. Zeus.
All fodder.
Zeus.
All fodder for Rusty. Yeah.
Rusty.
Guys, just do Rusty. Everybody here say Rusty's going all the way.
Ransom Barefoot versus Inta Mulch. Ugh. I got Barefoot.
Oh, Rusty Justice.
Barefoot.
I say we just bring Rusty Justice straight to the
final. I don't know, man. Okay, I'll start with this one
first. We're all voting Rusty Justice.
Wait. Yeah. Zeus versus Barefoot.
Zeus.
Zeus.
Doesn't matter, because it's all fodder.
I'm going to take Barefoot. Zeus or Barefoot.
Rusty Justice.
Juice is Barefoot.
Okay, do we all vote Rusty Justice in the
Rusty Justice.
Yeah. I don't know, I was taking Taco Pope, but I would have been the only one. So Rusty Justice.
Hold on, let's be fair. Anybody else would have taken Taco Pope?
No.
No, it would have made it to the
end. All right.
Sorry,
Taco.
So, I was going to continue this next time, but the way it's going, we might as well continue. C-Money, Sit-Hole Regional or Boltron Regional?
Boltron sounds
good. Boltron Regional. All right, in the first round, this is Tillman Buttersack versus Django Glacken.
Buttersack.
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 All the way.
I think Buttersack's an early favorite. Go on.
All the way.
Could be.
All right, True Sweetster versus Jasmine Albuquerque Croissant.
I'm sorry, what? I just read a name further down, and I'm pretty sure it's winning the whole
Jasmine Albuquerque Croissant.
Like the bread croissant.
Yeah.
Yep. Versus True Sweetster.
True Sweetster.
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 Sweetster. Ah, I would have taken croissant.
I would have taken croissant too.
Yeah.
That's why we have vote, and it's democracy.
Democracy.
All right.
Vote Trump.
Democracy.
Duff McSwiggin versus Berm Snart.
Berm Snart?
Berm Snart. S-N-A-R-T. Snart.
Snart.
So Duffy McSwiggin versus Berm Snart. I'm going to take McSwiggin.
Snart.
Snart.
Let me just take a McSwiggin of my...
McSwiggin?
That's three.
McSwiggin.
McSwiggin.
We'll give Snart an honorable mention.
Yeah.
All right, next one. Brodarius Ham versus Kajandre Domino. I fucking pronounced Kajandre properly.
Yeah, I know. The worst part is Kajandre is more of an African name, so old school is not voting for it.
Yeah, obviously. So old school, Brodarius or Kajandre?
Wait, because Brodarius is a good old Irish name.
Yes.
No, African.
Brodarius and Kajandre.
This has nothing to do with it, but I'm voting Brodarius.
Brodarius.
It has nothing to do with it.
Shocking.
Phil.
Kajandre.
Kajandre. Diamond.
Let's push past the hatred. Just for this round, let's push past the hatred.
Yes.
That's so old school that it's not about color.
Yes, we can.
Kajandre.
Kajandre. Money.
I'm backing up.
Kajandre?
Yep.
Kajandre.
I'm offended.
Kajandre lives.
Okay, now say this properly, Carp, because this is one of the funniest by far.
Oh no, hoes. Versus Jaquiski, Jaquiski tart.
Hoes.
Oh no, hoes.
Jaquiski, Jaquiski
tart.
No. I got hoes.
Oh no, hoes.
I got hoes.
Hoes.
In the 514.
Area code.
Next one. Charlo Shakeshafts versus Tchaikovsky Cantalico.
Licio.
Cantalicio.
Kind of like Cantalico.
I got Shakeshaft.
Shakeshaft.
Shakeshaft. Shakeshaft.
Shake it.
This one you're going to like, actually, this next one.
Jerusalem Monday versus Furious Carney. I got Carney.
Carney.
Carney. Carney. And the final.
This last one's terrible.
Sicknarf Loopstock versus Shizu Shimizu Buckaloo.
Buckaloo. I want Buckaloo.
Buckaloo, Buckaloo.
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 Buckaloo. Buckle up. Buckaloo. So quarterfinals, we have Tillman Buttersack versus True Sweetster.
Buttersack.
Buttersack.
Buttersack, yeah. We got Duffy McSwiggin versus...
Dog, get your asses out of here.
Kajandre Domino.
Shit, dog.
Duffy McSwiggin versus Kajandre Domino. McSwiggin?
McSwiggin.
McSwiggin.
Well, what do you know? You voted against the DeAndre.
Yeah.
Nothing twice. To do with it.
Twice. Twice. It's just so adamant. It's crazy.
22-0.
All right.
This should continue.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, hoes.
Oh, no.
Versus Shakeshaft.
Hoes.
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 Hoes for the finals.
Furious Carney versus Buckaloo.
Carney.
Carney. Carney.
Carney. All right, Buttersack, Tillman Buttersack versus Duffy McSwiggin. Oh boy, that's a hard one
for me.
McSwiggin won.
Buttersack for me.
Buttersack 1-1.
Pick wisely.
Buttersack.
Buttersack 2-1.
No, it's done.
Buttersack.
It's 3-1. Buttersack.
Yeah. I didn't hear Mr. Oldstool earlier.
Fodder for hoes.
Oh no, hoes versus Furious Carney.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Are we just gonna say oh no, hoes?
Straight to the finals. Oh no!
Oh no! Hose versus Tillman Buttersack.
Oh no,
we got
hose.
Oh no,
and the final regional, the Sithole regional. We got Pope McCorkle III versus Kiwi Camizo.
Camizio.
Camizio.
I want to go with Pope Cornhole.
McCorkle. McCorkle.
Pope Cornhole.
I got McCorkle.
I got the
McCorkle.
Third.
McCorkle. The third.
The third.
That's awesome.
Uzi Katz versus MZV Viazzi the third.
That one's stupid.
Again, Katz.
Uzi Katz.
Katz. Uzi Katz, yes.
Katz.
Oh my god, this one is going over so big with you, especially you.
Yeah.
Dr. Kim Nazi.
Oh, actually, that's a good one.
Versus Saint Schwing. Oh man,
that's not
that
fair.
Is hard.
What
that's not fair.
That's I'm going to start
that's
with...
That's like a final matchup right there.
Mr. Diamonds.
Give it to me one more time. Saint Schwing.
Dr. Kim Nazi versus Saint Schwing.
Oh man, when he says it out loud, it makes so much clearer the one I have to select.
I got
to
go with Saint Schwing.
Saint Schwing, old school.
Schwing.
Phil.
I got to go with the holiest... Swing.
Swing.
Swing all around, man.
Swing.
There's a swing and a miss.
All right. Next, we got Snooki Catholic versus Boy Waterman.
Boy Waterman.
Boy Waterman. I got Boy Waterman.
One more.
Waterman.
Waterman. Yeah. Cosmo Bjorkenheim versus Misty Mintz.
Mintz.
Misty.
Misty.
Mintz, Mintz, Mintz. Okay, this is something only Canadians would understand.
Yeah, seriously.
Scholastic... Kulimo versus Zuleika Mook.
Scholastic.
Scholastic.
They both
Scholastic. Scholastic.
Oh, man. Okay, can we just fast-track this entire thing? Because there's one that's coming up that's guaranteed to get all of your votes. Like, it's not even funny.
We got...
It is funny. It's not even funny how funny.
We got Dick Tips. Versus Antheus Valentino.
Dick Tips.
Dick Tips.
That's like the new show. It's Cock Talk and then Dick Tips.
Can we just force Dick Tips.
Dick Tips.
To the finals.
I don't know, man.
Dick Tips to the finals.
Dick Tips.
Attila Fresca versus...
Who cares?
Rigo
whatever. Dick Tips.
Uran.
Uran.
Yeah, whatever.
Uran.
For Dick Tips for the win.
Dick Tips for the win.
All right. McCorkle versus cats.
Dick tips.
McCorkle versus cats. Cats.
Dick tips all the way.
Cats.
Doesn't matter.
Because the internet just wins with cats. Saint Schwing versus Boy Waterman.
Schwing. It's Schwing versus Dick right now.
Misty Mints versus Dick Scholastic.
Tips. Scholastic and then Dick Tips. And
so
then Dick
I'm taking Mints. Scholastic.
Whatever.
Yeah, Dick Tips.
Dick Tips.
Dick Tips.
Dick Tips. Tips
for the finals.
Well, obviously Tips.
It's Tips.
So whoever Tips faces against
it's
Mints.
It's all moot. Just put Dick Tips.
It doesn't matter.
So Cats versus...
Who cares?
Nobody cares.
Okay, fine.
Stop trying Tip to fuck.
All right.
The
so
final four.
In the final four, we have Tuna Muna. Oh, taking on.
Isn't it Muna Tuna?
Muna Tuna. I said Muna
Tuna. He's dyslexic too.
Oh, versus he's, Rusty Justice.
Isn't it Justy Rustus?
No. No. In the next, in the other round, we have Oh No Hoes versus Dick Tips.
Oh, genius.
This is genius. Tough.
To begin.
This is tough.
Okay, so I know what's happening on the
Rusty
Western
Justice
Conference.
Versus Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna 1.
Muna.
Muna Tuna 2.
I'm going with Rusty Justice.
Rusty Justice.
Man.
Rusty.
Oh.
I'm taking Rusty Justice.
Oh.
The upset.
So we all know who wins. Dick Tips takes it.
The underdog.
Fuck.
Wow.
Dick Tips for the win.
So Rusty Justice was.
Rusty Justice over Muna Tuna.
Rusty Justice was ranked 13th in the Dragon Wagon Regional.
Yeah.
Against Muna Tuna, who was ranked 6th. In the crotch angle region.
There's a reason for that ranking, gentlemen.
Next.
I kind of regret it now.
Oh
No Hoes.
Hold on.
No, it's already been selected.
Shut up, you can't read.
Fuck you.
You didn't sign a contract because
you
can't understand it.
Oh No.
You need to
shut
just,
up.
I want to switch my bull back to Muna Tuna.
Too bad, too late.
Nope.
There's controversy.
Controversy.
No.
You know what? I'm switching my vote too. Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna all around.
Muna Tuna's back.
She's back, baby.
You fucking
because
bastards.
I want to see a Muna Tuna Dick Tips fight.
Oh No Hoes versus Dick Tips.
This is top of Dick Tips.
Tips.
Dick Tips. Tips.
Scotty Dick Tips. As much as I like Oh No Hoes.
In the final of the All Beer Inside.
Fuck, this one's tough.
Name of the Year. .com. Tournament. We have
what?
From
brought to you by Vagisil.
From the Crotchtangle Regional, 6th place Muna Tuna versus the Sithole Regionals, 7th place Dick Tips.
The names are fucking classic.
We're gonna start with Mixmaster Phil. Dick Tips or Muna Tuna?
This has to be consensus, okay?
Yeah.
This has to be consensus because...
There's no turning your vote around.
Yeah.
Just a 3-2 vote won't do it. We have to be able to state a claim, and then if we still say it's 3-2...
So you're saying we have to do...
If it's tied...
This has to be like 12 angry men unison.
Yes.
In
yes.
The
we, have
jury.
To, we have to come and to consensus it's to just, say it's a jury.
This is official. Like,
this
we
is
can
official
go in
jury.
And check like the... Because they've already
I can
voted.
Let you know who won the name of the year draft okay. afterwards.
So we could see how close our brackets really were. Right. I mean, I have a feeling that we were perfect, but I mean...
Pretty close.
Okay, so how do we do this?
Secret vote? Nope, we're going to start with Phil.
I'm going to go with Dick.
Oh, hesitation. Dick Tuna. I want Dick Tuna.
Yeah, Dick Tips. Dick Tips.
If they got married and had a kid, it would be called Tuna Tips.
One vote for Muna Tuna.
No.
One vote for Dick Tips.
Jesus. This is going to be the funniest podcast.
One vote for Muna Tuna. There, it's tied. 1-1. Mr. Old School.
Dick Tips.
Dick Tips. 2-1 for Dick Tips. Mr. Diamonds.
What are we at right now?
2-1
Dick Tips.
For the... What's the name of the thing?
The name of the year draft.
Oh, okay.
Well, nameoftheyear.com.
Tillman Dick won last year, right?
Well, between us, yeah.
Yeah. We picked.
But the actual winner was Amanda Miranda Panda.
That's stupid.
I'm going to select my choice right after these messages. 2-1 Dick Tips right yeah. now.
Dick Tips.
Muna Tuna!
Muna Tuna.
Tied up.
Down to Mr. C Money.
This is the most important choice you'll ever make
in your
for
life.
The rest of your life.
Even picking the names of your kids.
It's like, why did I have this list when I was naming my kids?
I know.
You know, like,
fucking had a little what dip and a little bit of tuna. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Brickleberry, white
Muna
baby
tuna
names,
McCullough.
Black
yeah.
names.
Muna Tuna McC***. You just solidified my vote. Muna Tuna.
Muna Tuna. So, For the 2016 Name of the Year, Muna Tuna is the winner of All Beer Inside.
I'm okay with that choice. I am okay with that choice.
I really won.
It was a
so we selected Muna Tuna.
I remember last year's wasn't that good.
This one had some classic names.
Yeah. Muna Tuna did not even make the top 8 on the website.
Okay.
Wow.
The winner of the Name of the Year draft
Dick Tips
was Pope McCorkle III.
So they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Fucking hipsters.
Pope Gornhole.
And he lost to Sweet Orifice.
Where did Dick Tips land?
It doesn't show me the breakdown.
Well, this is a name of the year.
It's the worst website ever.
Yeah.
Final four. Taco Pope was in the final four. All
right.
And Tillman Buttersack was in the final four.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Your Elite Eight was Buttersack versus Hose. McCorkle versus Dick Tips. So Dick Tips made the final top eight.
The Sweet 18.
So did Muna Tuna.
Yeah.
Nope.
What do you mean?
Muna Tuna made the Sweet 16.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Muna Tuna.
I think.
Muna Tuna. Muna Tuna.
No, she didn't. Holy shit.
It's a great name.
Muna Tuna. Muna Tuna. Muna Tuna lost to Sweet Orifice.
That's
in the second round.
It's understandable.
I mean, this is like a lot of people. I mean, the votes are generally over 2,000 to 3,000, so.
Is it more than StableWars.com?
I don't know. StableWars.com is a lot of people this time. So.
You know why? They're all listening to Wrestlecast.
Yeah. Taco Pope beat Dr. Sharkbird. Scholastic Kalimo lost to Dick Tips, obviously.
Yeah, Dick Tips, man.
But for our selection, Muna Tuna. So Muna Tuna, let's find out what she is.
A part of the Will's Cock Talk thing is going to be a segment called Dick Tips now.
And it'll be whatever movie you could find Dick in.
Well, just like grooming, and like he's gonna talk about guys' dicks.
He loves dick.
We're actually, though, I taught no joke. We're gonna have a pilot episode with Kiwi Tuts, and Will, it's cock talk is happening.
So Muna Tuna.
Where they just talk about dudes' cocks for an hour
nonstop
every week.
That's gonna be something I'm not gonna listen to.
So we drink beer and talk about beer. Are they gonna, you know, like
you have to try it at some point?
So
talk about cocks.
Review. You gotta review
a taste test.
So from what
swangs
I mean, the only thing they got listed on the website is Muna Tuna is a pharmaceutical consultant.
Good for her.
She's the best pharmaceutical consultant.
What about Dick Tips?
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, Dick Tips has got to be a porn star.
Dick Tips is in this.
He's a school teacher.
Or a midget.
Dick Tips.
Dick Tips is a school teacher.
A midget school teacher.
Preschool.
If it says midget school teacher,
that'd be the best. Most appropriate name ever.
So is he a midget school teacher, or is he a school teacher at a midget school?
They have schools?
No.
If they can see.
But they walked amongst us.
Dragon wagon? Dr. Kim Natsi, sociology PhD versus St. Schwing, a football player. A funeral home owner.
Wow.
What a creep.
I'm happy with my choice.
What
now.
A creep.
So in the first round, Dick Tips got 92.6% of the vote against Amethyst Valentino.
Who chose Amethyst Valentino?
209 votes out of...
Pretty much all of Amethyst Valentino's friends and family.
Okay.
So that ends this evening's episode. See money. Prayers and final thoughts.
Prayers and final thoughts.
Prayers
and final thoughts.
Let us pray.
My Father, who art in heaven.
Hell be thy name.
Beer be thy name.
Will Carp learn to read?
Never.
Will Carp learn to spell?
Will Carp learn to spell? Speak and spell. That is your new nickname.
Speak and spell.
Holy shit.
God. Speak and spell.
Hey, relax, Radio Face.
Radio Face and speak and spell.
Radio
Face. This is getting hardcore. Wow.
I'm pretty attractive. Like, I looked in the mirror, I'm not bad.
Yeah, you tell yourself that.
Speak and spell.
Oh.
Wow.
Final thoughts. Happy to bring 4 beers that are 4.0 and above.
Yes.
Yep.
For the first time ever. Bam.
Bam.
Phil, plugs, final thoughts.
Plug your butt.
Yes. That. So anyways, we made a game. It's called Stories, The Path of Destinies. Please buy it on Steam, PS4, blah, 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 all the other
stuff. Phil needs to eat.
Yes.
Dog.
Mr. Old School.
Oldschoolmovies.net, TrendingTopicsNetwork.com.
The
brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, merging with DSJMP.com to retain the TrendingTopicsNetwork.com brand new name, happening end of May. Yeah, that's it.
Mr. Dimey. So besides following you on Twitter at JDimey, what else?
You can also
say that word again.
J Dimey.
Dimey?
Dimey. D-I-M-E-Y.
You said Dimey.
I said Dimey.
Speak and spell.
Dimey. Die you. You die.
You don't.
Die me, die you.
This guy just had a Batman thought process in his head to insult you. Speak and spell. Die. Die me. No, die
you. Die you. Oh, chum.
Let's go, Robin. Let's go, Robin.
You can follow me on NBHL.ca. Check out my lifetime stats. 10 years in the league. I'm number 743.
All right.
I just scored 60 points on my last game in the league.
As myself, as always, at KillerCarpDM on Twitter. Check out StateWars.com for wrestling related stuff and UFC stuff. And
just became dumb, so.
Whenever I'm on Rascast,
you're watching wrestling.
Remember, save our planet because it's the only one with beer.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
I could not refuse a
beer.
I could really use a beer.
Beer, beer,
beer.
Beer, 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 beer.
I can remember how much I have had. I drank a 12-pack with my dad.
That's my son, the drunken manly stud. I'm proud to be his bud.
Here, have some pretzels.
No, I'll call it quits. Those things give me the schlitz.
Drink with your family. Drink it with your friends. Drink till your fat stomach distends. Beer is liquid bread. It's good for you. We like to drink till we spew. Ooh, who cares if we get fat? I'll drink to that. As we sing once more.
What is the malted liquor? What gets you drunker quicker? What comes in bottles or in cans?
Beer!
Can't get enough of it.
Beer!
How we really love it.
Beer!
Makes me think I'm a man.
Beer!
I could kiss and hug it.
Beer!
But I'd rather chug it.
Beer!
Got my belly out to here.
Beer!
Golly, I adore it.
Beer!
Come on, damn it, pour it. Do it for me. Brew it for me. Feed it to me. Speed it to me.
Beer!
The most wonderful drink in the world. Hooray!
Getting all the splooge out of your throat?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
You touching your dick?
All the time.
Hold on. You're gay. You're gay. Dick, right away. Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to hijack his show. Hold on a second. So, pre-show, just to say, we noticed something about Carp.
Yep.
Every time you insult... No, that's true.
Yep.
It's true.
Yep.
No, I saw you do it. I saw you do it. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because obviously what you say is true all
every
the time.
Every time... No. No, it's a lie. Every time we insult you, you touch your dick.
Okay.
Why?
You say so.
You just did it twice.
And I'm fixing my belt because I'm a fat ass.
No. I said whatever, blah, blah, blah. Hand to the dick.
Yeah. If you say so.
I have three witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it's your Barry White type voice. Just gets them all horny.
I'm never going to give you up. Hand to the dick.
Man was born with a face for radio.
Ooh.
Wow. Did I hit a nerve or what? Wow.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to All Beer Inside, Episode 7. This evening we were recording at the Diamond Mine.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, what? Does it hurt? Just checking her?
No, but it got nuclear pretty quick.
You cry?
I'm good. I'm just saying. Like, my insult was around a 2, and yours was an 80.
Here's a paper cut. Here's a sword through the face.
Wow.
All right, let's try that again.
Well, just at least you're not...
Celery!
At least you're not fucking Kevbo Trek there.
Kevbo's a pedo. Pedophile.
Kevbo's a murderer. I think he murdered somebody once.
Oh, we didn't introduce Kevbo.
That's why he's not here tonight.
He's not here. No, he's here. He's here. You just can't hear him because that's his...
Because he never says nothing.
So, howdy.
My name's Kevbo.
So, I'm a racist.
Yep.
Very clear.
20-0.
Kill the black.
Never,
kill the black. Kill the black.
Yeah, never have you not killed the black person.
Right, always kill the black.
You know. And at some point, you were like, the blacks. Genocide. The blacks. If you had one race, no, what was it, one country to wipe out? It was like, the blacks.
What's your favorite Nintendo game?
The blacks. Kill the blacks.
Would you kill the blacks?
No.
I'd kill the blacks.
Yeah.